The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband, DJ Automatic, is abandoning me for another woman, and I'm happy about it. Huh? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yeah, you leaving me this time for this woman is exciting to me because it's our daughter.
Yeah, I'm going to go visit her at school. She is, her sorority is having a father-daughter big event.
Yeah, she's so excited.
Yeah, she's excited that I'm coming. She's giving me the itinerary.
She's giving me the itinerary, Otto, so I can keep you on point.
Yeah, she was like, be ready for dinners. Be ready for, I guess we're going bowling.
Wow.
Yeah, and the other there thing she said, be ready to drink.
Oh, but, no, Otto, no.
But yes. Daddy doesn't drink. Yeah, Daddy's not a big drinker, so.
Oh, Daddy's a big drinker, but we don't need to.
But Daddy doesn't drink in front of people he doesn't know.
Exactly. We are not doing that, sir. Not in the first round.
No, because Daddy doesn't want to embarrass his daughter.
Well, you don't want to be the boring dad, though.
You know, it's probably best for all of us for me to be the boring dad because we don't want. You know, remember, what was it, that movie with Hank? What was it called?
Old School.
Old School, yeah.
There's Otto. We're going streaking.
We don't want Hank to visit, okay?
He's not exaggerating. You're not crazy, but the thing is with Otto.
I'm not crazy before four drinks. After four drinks.
No, it's two. After two. And then the thing with Otto is he'll be like, I'll just have one drink, right? And he'll order his old drink. It's a vodka, soda water, and lime. That's what he gets every time. But I'll like order a drink too, and I'm like, okay, I'll sip. And I take two sips, and I look, and his drink is gone. Gone.
Get to it.
And then he's like, I'll get another one. And the same thing in two. And I'm like, that's enough, sir.
And by the third one, I'm like, let's get a bottle.
And it's not even a good drink.
I know, right? It's like a plain drink. I want you to have fun with her. More than anything, she's just so excited because she gets to show you off. I used to be the kid that, you know, when they had the father-daughter dances at school and stuff, not knowing my dad, I'd be the kid that was just sitting on the sideline. It was so awkward. I'll never forget that. And you, so you don't understand how excited I am that she's going to have this experience. You know, I
didn't think about it that way. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I'll tell you, she and I have been going back and forth. And unfortunately, my two older daughters, too, they didn't have those experiences either because their fathers really weren't a part of their lives in that way. So this is very important to me. My mom is excited. The whole family.
Everybody's excited.
Yeah, yeah. So don't drink.
Even my mom. My mom is actually going to go meet me.
Where are we at in regards to the wardrobe? I know there was a specific wardrobe request.
I packed this morning.
Otto did not go buy some polos.
I don't have any polos. Put my normal clothes in my bag. I'm good to go, Aunt.
I know. I mean,
I got to be me at least.
According to me, you're really good to go. But I don't know what your daughter's going to think.
She should just accept her dad. She's got a cool dad. He's an NBA DJ. He DJs for the Major League Baseball. She doesn't care. She's like, you need to wear a polo.
She's yeah, dude.
Like fit in with all the other dads.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're about to get our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. And of course, if you'd like a free psychic reading, call us 877-730-DCS1.
Hello?
Marty! Hello! It's time! Whenever I say hello like that, have you ever seen the movie Mrs. Doubtfire? Remember when he goes, hello! Well,
yes.
welcome. Obviously, we want our spiritual forecast for the week, all of us as a collective. But first, we have our caller, Ruben, on. Ruben, what's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Now, go ahead and ask Sir Mahdi your question.
I'm in this recurring in-and-out relationship that's very toxic. And I want to know if it's worth to keep trying or should I just part ways from her? That's causing a lot of pain. Going back and forth, I moved out to find peace, and I found my own apartment. But we got back together again after like 2 weeks and got back on Valentine's Day. Yesterday, we started fighting again.
Ruben, are you happy?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I got a good job. You know, I'm a driver. I love it. I'm a Sagittarius. You know, I'm a horse. I love just getting out and just running around and coming back home, you know?
Aye, Marty, that's very heavy, right, Ruben?
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on. And I told him that you're going to be honest. So what is it for these two?
So, again, I am going to be honest. There's a lot of codependency. This relationship is very codependent. And this is something that's coming through so clearly. However, there's a lot of love, and that's also coming through. So it's very convoluted. It's very difficult to explain because on his end, there's so much love. Also on her end, like they feel this passion that brings them together mm-hmm. time and time again. But there's no balance in this relationship, and a lot of healing needs to take place. He's going to suffer through this whole process, and that's the thing that you need to be aware of, that this relationship is not conducive to something positive. However, what's going to happen is if you stick with this relationship, it will bring an awareness to you of where you lack in loving yourself, because what's happening is you're putting a lot of emphasis on her and not enough on how you should be loved.
I understand the frustration. I just hope that they can come to a place where they can love one another. The one thing I noticed, and then I'm going to move on, is that you didn't say if it was going to work or not. You said you're going to learn something. So on And on that note, what are we going to learn this week, girl? Can you please help me with our spiritual forecast?
Deep in eclipse season. We just had our eclipse last week, and then we have a second one next week. Whenever there's eclipses, the part of the sky that the eclipse occurs in, it creates almost like a trigger point. Mm-hmm. It's a trigger point. Think of it like a landmine. Whenever something else goes over it, it explodes again. So this week we have Mars, the planet of war, aggression, being triggered, and all of these things is actually going over that same point. So expect this week to be very intense, especially on a world scale. But even in our own individual lives, it's important for me to bring forth to be patient, not to let our anger get the best of us, especially towards the end of the week, which is Friday, Saturday. These are the days that it's going to be exactly over that point. So be very aware. So if you're driving, be careful with your road rage. You know,
things are going to be
all of that. And plus, Mercury is going retrograde this week also, which just adds another layer of like confusion, uncalculated risk.
When you say eclipse and Mercury retrograde, I just start getting, I need a drink, girl, and I don't even drink. So anyway.
You know what? Yes. Well, I don't drink either. That's the thing. But last night I was thinking about like, these are the moments that people just start to drink to forget.
We need some wine or something, girl. Yes, exactly. We need you to follow Sirmati because she's so in tune with what's happening at Illis Divinity on Instagram. And as usual, Madi, thank you so much for taking the time. Happy Monday. I love you. I'll talk to you next
Monday.
Week.
Happy Monday. Love you guys. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It is producer Jack's birthday.
He's the big 2-5.
Producer Jack, I'm sorry I'm going to have to call you in here. See, he's in a whole different room. We're like in a fishbowl and Jack just watches us. You're going to have to come in here. And I know you're going to have to run back in a little bit, but he just moved.
Yep.
So you're doing big boy things now. You're turning everything on, Jack. You're good. Where are you going?
He's going to the microphone here.
Okay.
He's putting on his headphones.
Oh, gotta put your headphones on.
You
gotta
be able to hear.
Yeah, you're the light on.
Official like a whistle. Why didn't you turn his light on?
I thought he was going to the other mic.
Okay. Okay. Producer
I'm here.
Jack,
I'm here.
When you woke up, did you feel a quarter of a century old?
I mean, I don't know if it's quite set in yet.
How are you not playing the birthday song right now?
No.
That long pause right there, Jack, definitely sounded like that gasp of sigh of, that sounded 25 and over.
It did.
Yeah,
it maybe did. It did. So are you excited that you can rent a car?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, that would have been really helpful when I first moved here. Because I was, for like the first month that I lived here, I was without a car because we were having some issues with the one I just bought. It perfectly survived the trip down, but we had to take it into the shop because there was something wrong with it. And I was without a car for a month.
No, you had to
Jack was
to work.
Jack was walking to work at 4 a.m. I did offer him a ride, which he declined.
It was not that bad. It's only like a 15-minute walk away, and plus I need the extra.
It's horrible.
Anyway.
Don't lie. It's horrible. And we're like on the highway, one of the busiest intersections. In town.
But
like
it's when you're 24, 25, you can still do that because you can still
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, so, mainly because you're still on your parents' insurance.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. If I get hit, I got good health care.
Yeah, there
it's
we
no
go.
Big deal. Something else, your insurance goes down.
Oh.
When you turn 25, your insurance goes down. So there you go. But are you still paying for your auto insurance? Or are the parents hidden doing that?
Jack? I'm probably going to have to start paying for it pretty soon.
Yeah, I knew it. I was going to say. Okay, something else. I don't know about you, but I just looked this up. Do you know rich families usually release their trust? If they have a trust for their children when you turn 25?
I know nothing about that.
I know nothing about that either. Yeah. If you got money, yeah. Like people that, you know, because we have a friend, Jack. I don't know if you told, I don't tell you, Anthony, either. Mm. My mom, obviously, you know, she has cancer, or not anymore. She's cancer free, but she just completed radiation. She had a good friend come up and say, hey, did you know one of our friends from Pecos, Texas? Okay, this is the sticks. I'm talking, calling it a town is a stretch. Just sold their land rights for $587 million.
Oh,
that's what they made. So that was after taxes. They have $587 million in the bank.
Oh.
Okay. And they're giving their kids $125,000 a month.
What?
To live.
And they're building a $3 million house in West Texas.
Pecos, Texas.
Oh.
The house is worth more than the town.
Oh, my God.
Here we are. Me and Jack working for you two. I'm always a rich friend adjacent. Why can't I ever be friends with a rich
friend? You better go
I
buy some
know
property.
A person. You better go buy,
everybody thought I was the rich friend when I was in high school.
Were they right?
No.
Oh, darn it. I was like, maybe we have you anyway.
Do you remember when you were 25? What were you doing at 25? You're already working for us. You're already working with or
okay,
with us.
Whoa, dude. Whoa. It was only like a year ago. Okay, that's funny. That's the funniest thing I've said all morning. You guys are ridiculous.
Anthony, you used to be the young one. Now it's Jack. Yeah. Now it's producer Jack.
Yeah.
He's the baby. You're the young one till you're not anymore.
He doesn't like this, does he?
25 is good. 25 to 28 is really good because you kind of feel like you have your 20s together.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hit 28, you start to see 30. So that changes everything a little bit. But happy birthday, brother Jack. I'm very proud of you and everything you've done since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it.
I hope you get to enjoy your day.
Yeah. Yeah. You've really come a long way. When Jack first started, I was just screaming at him constantly. Now I only scream at him once a week, like my husband Otto.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B says she's getting another plastic surgery, but it's not what you think. I'm going to play the audio of her talking about it after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Comedian Aziz Ansari celebrating his birthday. Hey. Dakota Fanning and Emily Blunt also celebrating birthday.
Her driver just text messaged and her facial is ruptured. It is. God, these people.
Love Devil Wears Prada. Cannot wait for Devil Wears Prada 2. Happy birthday, Emily Blunt. Okay, so Cardi B was talking to Kehlani. And she said she's getting her butt implants removed. Here's the moment that all happened. It was captured on camera.
You so much ass.
Yeah, I gotta
that was the most ass I ever
sore
seen.
I'm taking some out. After the sore, I don't want to hear nobody for 3 months. I'm taking my. I'm going to Colombia. Nobody hit me up. Nobody nothing. I'm taking this ass out.
Bravo, bravo, team, y'all. Y'all ate that.
She says she's done with it. It's getting removed. You know, one of the things, not just me, I think why Cardi connects rather with so many people is because she's so honest, right? She went on early in her career in an interview with GQ magazine. She said, I got silicone injections in a basement. Do not do this. This is dangerous. Now I have unevenness in her hind, you know, the backside area. She was so open about it. Now she knows she's going to have to go to Colombia. They have some of the best surgeons in the world. I'm sure she's done her due diligence and have all of that removed. Now, there were rumors that Kehlani had work done, but she denies it. She says, I've been working on my body. I have been a personal trainer, all of that.
Kayla, I'm not gonna participate in the allegations against Kehlani or going to her. But I will say, Cardi B has been dropping everything from her ex-boyfriend to now her butt. She just.
But you know, think about this. She wants to go more natural. There's a lot of women that have led this movement. Taylor Swift, all natural. And early on, she talked about, look, and she, don't get me wrong, Taylor Swift is beautiful. She could be a model. But she said, you know, my talent is my brain, my musical abilities, and that's what she plays up. Somebody else who's supernatural, Alicia Keys, Lizzo,
Lizzo,
all the weight she's lost, she's kept everything natural. Billie Eilish, she's one of my favorites.
Billie Eilish, low-key, because she wears, like, those baggy clothes and stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't really understand, you know, respectfully, how much of a baddie she is all the time.
She's so gorgeous, right? She really is one of the most beautiful women on the planet. Shout out to the new trend of wanting to look natural. And, hey, no shade, because I've done plenty of things. You know, I talk about all the surgeries and everything, too. But there's something beautiful about you. And when everybody starts looking like everybody on the gram, you know, the lip injections, the cheek injections, all of that. Pretty soon, everyone kind of looks like the same person. No, you got to find the beauty in yourself and embrace that, too.
Speaking of being natural, I got a question for you, Dana Cortez. Yeah. How do you feel about women being natural and not shaving leg hair?
I'm married. That's how I live.
Oh!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.